Page 58. Read. Planets in Rota.
Zug, hurry! Yelled Zug's dad. Your grandmother is sick. She has a fever and purple spots. Take your pogo stick and fetch Dr. P-721. The obedient Zug bounced off to the doctor's house as fast as his pogo stick would carry him. The doctor and his four assistants came and carried Zug's fragile grandmother away on a special bed to make her better. Fortunately, people always got better on planet Sinrota, where illness rarely lasted more than 15 hours. Zug was tired. Earlier, he'd taken his pogo stick and hopped to school and back, a distance of 5.36 kilometers each way. He went up to his bedroom and looked through the brand new telescope he'd received for his birthday the previous week. Zug's life was tedious. His planet had no books, no clocks, no computers, and no TV. Far away in another settlement, Zug had cousins, but there was no mail, so he couldn't communicate with them. Although he longed for a more exciting life, he felt fortunate that he had good friends and no serious problems. It was dark 17.7 hours a day on Sinrota. Zug searched the night sky. He was determined to find the magical planet he'd seen many nights in a row. Suddenly, there it was. The blue planet. Zug gazed at it. The picture was blurry, but he could see areas of water, distant mountains, and patches of bright light.
Who lives there? He wondered. And what do they do?
If he looked hard at one spot for a long time, he occasionally glimpsed small figures with strange circular objects propelling them along. Not only did Zug have to go to school on a pogo stick, but it was also his job to do the shopping for his parents every evening. This meant dragging a heavy sled behind him to and from the store. At the store, he stacked up delicious orange munch balls and green yumsters on the sled and pulled it home before darkness fell. Everything he bought was grown in his settlement because it was too risky to bring food from other parts of planet Sinrota. Nobody could drag sleds further than a few kilometers, and the food would be spoiled long before it could reach another settlement. Even the Animoogs couldn't drag sleds very far, so it was foolish to attempt long journeys. Zug had never left the area he lived in. 5.36 kilometers was his limit. But he was courageous and dreamed of exploring further. Zug looked through his telescope again. He adjusted it slightly, and he was fascinated to see activity on the blue planet. The blurry figures he'd seen before suddenly came into sharp focus. There were figures driving around in vehicles of all shapes, sizes, and colors. There were figures riding bicycles. There were huge airplanes zooming fast up runways and flying into the air. It was thrilling. He also saw figures sitting on buses and trains, moving fast from one city to another. In a park, he could see small figures, children, playing on skateboards and inline skates. They were leaping through the air. It looked incredibly daring. It was then that he had his big idea.
I know what I'm going to do, said Zug.
He began to draw pictures of everything he could see. These wonderful machines with circles that made them move. Trains, planes, bicycles, skateboards, cars, buses, wheelchairs, ambulances, taxis, carts, wheelbarrows, motorcycles, trucks, roller coasters, Ferris wheels, helicopters, strollers, windmills. Zug drew all night long. In the morning, Zug ran downstairs and showed his parents the pictures. And in just a few short days, the history of Sinrota changed completely and forever. Thanks to Zug and his telescope, planet Sinrota now has wheels. Things will never be the same again.